Part 2, Federal System and Government. 我们来看第二部分，联邦制和政府。The United States is a democratic republic with a federal system of government. 美国是一个实行联邦制的民主共和国。The form of government is based on three main principles. Federalism, the separation of powers, and respect for the Constitution and the rule of law. 政府的构成形式基于三个主要原则。第一，联邦制。第二，三权分立。第三，尊重宪法和法治。
The federal government is the central government of the United States. It is divided into three equal and separate branches, and they are checked and balanced by one another.
联邦政府是美国的中央政府，被分成三个相等而独立的分支，三个部门互相制衡。
The legislature.Congress is a legislative branch of the federal government. It is the lawmaking and the supreme legislative body of the nation. It consists of two houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives.
国会是联邦政府的立法部门，它是国家的立法机关，是美国最高立法机构。它由两个议院组成，参议院和众议院。
The Senate has 100 voting members called senator, two from each of the 50 states.
参议院有100名有投票权的成员，叫做参议员，50个州各两名。
They may be re-elected for an unlimited number of six-year terms.
参议员任期为六年，但是可以连任。
Senators are chosen directly by all the voters in their states.A senator must be over 30 years old, a resident in the state which they represent, and must have been a U.S. citizen for at least 9 years.
参议员是他们所在州的所有选民直接选举产生的，那所以参议员必须年满30岁，是他们所代表州的居民，并且必须是至少9年的美国公民。
The House of Representatives has 435 voting members, divided among the 50 states in proportion to their total population.
众议院有435名有投票权的议员，在50个州按人口比例分配。
The representatives must be at least 25 years old and a U.S. citizen for at least 7 years.A representative serves for a term of 2 years with no limit on re-election.
并且是至少七年的美国公民，议员任期两年，无连任限制。
The main function of Congress is to pass laws for the union. However, the lawmaking process is very complicated.
国会的主要职能是为联邦制定法律。然而，立法过程是非常复杂的。
Both houses have the power to introduce legislation on any subject except the revenue bills, which must originate in the House of Representatives. A member of either House of Congress has a right to introduce a bill or legislative proposal. When bills are introduced, they are immediately sent to a proper committee.Committees are formed on special subjects such as education, agriculture, and foreign affairs.
参众两院都有权就除必须由众议院提出的税收法案以外的任何议题提出立法。两院的议员都有权提出议案或立法提案。法案一经提出，就会立即送交适当的委员会。那设立有教育、农业、外交等专门的委员会。
The committee often sets up a subcommittee, and the subcommittee holds a series of sessions, at which people who wish to argue for or against a new policy offer their written statements. After the hearings, the committee votes on the bill to see if it should proceed further. If not favorable voted, the bill dies.
委员会通常会设立一个小组委员会，小组委员会会举行一系列会议，支持或反对一项新政策的人会在会上发表书面声明。听证会结束后，委员会 对该法案进行投票，看是否应进一步推进。如果不通过，该法案将死亡。
If it is favorably voted, then after the hearings, recommendations regarding the bill are reported to the House of Representatives or the Senate by the committee. The committee's recommendations are very important because when the legislators vote on a bill, they usually follow the committee's report. If the two houses approve similar bills with different opinions, those bills are sent to a conference committee.Which works out a compromise.
如果通过的话呢，那么在听证会之后，该委员会将有关该法案的建议报告给众议院或参议院。委员会的建议非常重要，因为当立法者投票表决一项法案时，他们通常遵循委员会的报告。如果两院以不同的意见通过了类似的法案，那么两项法案都会被送到一个会议委员会。由该委员会制定出一个折中方案。
If the committee doesn't reach an agreement, the bill is lost. If the bill is passed, it is called an act. Once a bill is passed by both houses, it goes to president for approval. The president may either sign it into law or veto it. If it is vetoed, Congress can override the veto by a two-thirds majority.
如果委员会不能达成一致，法案就失败了。如果法案通过，它就被称为法令。一旦一项法案在两院通过，它将提交总统批准。总统可以签署这一法案，或者否决它。如果被总统否决，国会可以以三分之二的多数票推翻总统对国会法案的否决。